Good evening. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. To begin and to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1979.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A four-year college degree.
Thank you very much. Oh, you said, okay, thank you. Never mind. Are you a Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American?
Yes. White, yeah.
Which one?
White.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered, yes.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. And would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? How would you rate the quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Okay. And now below there is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Is it homelessness, public school funding, crime and public safety, gun violence, public transportation, healthcare, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, inflation and the cost of living, the cost of housing and rent, city services like trash pickup, jobs and the economy, or corruption in city government?
Probably the fentanyl, homelessness, and crime.
Fentanyl crisis?
Yep.
The crime?
Homelessness and crime. Those three.
Oh, homelessness and crime. Thank you very much. Now, we'd like to rate you how you feel about some people and groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Oh, I would say I don't know.
You have never heard of him or?
Correct. I've never heard of him.
Okay. The next one is the Philadelphia City Council.
I would say 6.
6. Your local police officers?
8.
The Philadelphia Police Department?
7.
The Governor Josh Shapiro?
Oh, 10.
Council Member Kenyatta Johnson?
I think he's the one that's under investigation or indictment, correct?
I am not sure. I couldn't tell.
Okay. I'm going to put 5 for now, but I think he might be like a 2.
Which one then?
5.
5. Thank you. The next one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
4.
Mayor Sherelle Parker?
7.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
10.
And the last one on the list is SEPTA.
6.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Okay, I do. Too soon to tell. Unknown.
The scale that we have is strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved.
I'm going to have to skip that question.
I don't think we can.
Oh, five.
Actually, is the scale is strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved. I guess it depends where do you lean, between somewhat approved or somewhat disapproved.
I say somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
I would say agree.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. Philadelphians' daily lives. After age one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. Once again, okay. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The quality of education in public schools. Which one was it? You cut off from?
Five.
The conditions of park, recreation centers, and community facilities.
4.
The availability of good paying jobs.
7.
The cost of rent. Hello?
Yeah, 5.
Oh, 5. Thank you. Sorry. Access to affordable housing?
4.
Access to public transportation?
8.
Public safety?
4.
The condition of roads and infrastructure?
4.
4. Thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
I say getting better.
And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Keeping pace.
Thank you. Now, below there is a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Is it rent, public transportation, utilities like gas, electricity and internet, recreation and entertainment, paying down debt, healthcare including prescription drugs, gas, groceries, childcare, education, or personal care?
Education and entertainment.
And entertainment. And a third one that you might want to add?
I think just those 2.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all
somewhat,
concerned?
Yeah, somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I would say rarely.
Thank you. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
The right amount.
Thank you. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. The first one is close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Safer.
Much safer or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back to on the streets.
Much, much safer.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts. Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Somewhat safer.
Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Well, I guess somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer, thank you. And in a few words, so what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently?
I just heard that she is very, very hardworking, no nonsense, and I like that, I think. Still too early to tell for sure, though. Yeah, still too early to tell, but I've heard. Yeah, I think she's going to be an improvement.
But it's very early to tell?
It's too soon to tell, but I've heard good things so far.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Just let me check my grammar over here. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you would think what should be the highest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. Once again, you may select up to 3 items. Get guns off the streets. Reduce juvenile crime, address potholes and graffitis in the neighborhoods, improve public transportation, tackle the opioid crisis, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve the city's infrastructure, remove homeless encampments, invest in community development, improve our school and education, hire more police officers, or support more affordable housing.
Let's say remove homeless encampments. What was one about juvenile, deal with juvenile crime?
Reduce juvenile crime?
Yeah, I would say that one. And then I think the one about community development?
Yes, invest in community development.
Yeah, that. I think community development, juvenile crime, and homeless encampments.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay, thank
now,
you.
Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select a number from 0 to 10. The first one is invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
Seven.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
7.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community 6. Outreach positions. Thank you. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
I guess probably 7.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
9.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
So, 8.
You provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness?
9.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers?
Yeah, 7.
7. And the last one for the list is invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
7.
7. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid of work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time?
That's a hard one. I would say I think I support that.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision
strongly agree.
Strongly support. Thank you. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I really don't know. Go ahead.
We do have the scale, if it helps. Strongly support, so much support, neither support nor oppose. Thank you. Now, finally, we just have the classification section. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day?
Every day, yeah.
In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
What was that?
Oh, sorry, Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I own our home.
Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
We do not.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Now, below there are some potential news sources. Please select up to 3 sources that you get most of your news from. TikTok, Power 99, Washington Post, NPR or Y, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer, local news station, X or Twitter, CNN, Fox News, New York Times, YouTube, or Facebook?
I would say CNN and WHYY, NPR.
And the next one?
I think just those two would be the main ones, CNN and NPR.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thank you very much. Now, the final question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000 or more?
Over $200,000.
Over $200,000. That would be between $100,000 and $249,000 or $250,000.
Yep, yeah, that works.
Okay, thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your patience and for your time, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.